people.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL-FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Perhaps while driving down Highway 61, you've noticed the dark steamboat Gothic-style home sitting on top of a hill looking over the Mississippi River. Well, perhaps you should. This week on Don't You Know, we'll be visiting the Bunnell House, one of the first houses in the Winona area. It was adopted by the Winona County Historical Society and has since been made into a museum. I'm Anna Flores, and you're listening to Don't You Know?
And I am the tour guide this summer at the Bunnell House, which is operated by the Winona County Historical Society.
Can you please tell me a little bit about the history of the Bunnell House, how it came to be, and who created it?
The Bunnell House was built here in Winona County in 1852. It was built by Willard Bunnell, and he was a fur trader, and he moved here. Well, he moved to the area in 1842, starting out in Fountain City, then moving to Trempealeau, to La Crosse, and then to here in 1848 in his first home, which was a log cabin. His second home, which is the current standing Bunnell House, was built in the 1850s, started around 1852, and the family moved in around 1854. They had 8 children total, 7 of which lived into their teens, 5 of which lived into their 20s.
Why did he choose to come here to this area?
Well, Willard, prior to becoming a fur trader, was a steamboat operator, and so he had traveled up and down the Mississippi River and always thought of this area as very beautiful. When he became an Indian agent down in Iowa, he really began to have a working relationship with the Dakota Indians, particularly Chief Wapishaw. And so when he moved into this area, he was able to obtain the land use from Chief Wapishaw and the Dakota tribe, which allowed him to build his home and start a community in this area.
Could you briefly describe the 3 levels of the house?
The first level of the home is really like a basement. It's the first walkout basement, if you would think about it, because the house is built into the ground. So in this basement, you have the kitchen, which is brightly lit, and then you have the root cellar right off of the kitchen, which is very convenient. No trap doors, no steep stairs. You could walk right in, walk right out. And then there's the pantry and the sick room. The second floor of the home was mostly used for entertaining. It has a large dining room, a parlor, and the study. And then the third floor of the home was primarily bedrooms and sleeping areas. So they were a fairly wealthy family, and the home definitely demonstrates their wealth.
What kind of clues show you that they were a wealthy family?
Well, the home was much larger than most houses built in the 1850s, especially in this area. They were one of the first settlers. And most homes built in this time period were like one-room log cabins. So it's quite large. The house also has unique architecture to it. It's built in a steamboat Gothic architecture, and that gives it its dark characteristic. The wood is actually pine, and the wood didn't even come from the area. It came from Iowa and was transported upriver by a steamboat. And the wood gets its dark color because it was soaked in turpentine and linseed oil. The wood has never been painted, and it is original to the home. Another elaborate detail that demonstrates their wealth is all the detailing that goes around the top of the home and the windows, and that's called carpenter's lace, and that too is original to the home and was added by Willard Bunnell when he constructed it.
Tell me about the furniture you have here. I know some of it was owned by the Bunnell family, and then where did the rest of it come from?
We do have a settee and a chair that was owned by Louise Bunnell, one of their daughters, and it was actually a wedding gift to her in 1876. And her daughter donated it. Much of our artifacts that we have from the Bunnell family were donated by Louise's daughter, Grace. We have some quilts that are stored at the vault in the Historical Society, and we have some muffin pans that belong to Mrs. Bunnell, a bowl, and some other little objects like a small family Bible. Otherwise, most of the furniture in the home is time period, pieces that were selected by our curator at the time of the Historical Society making this a museum that would prove to be things that the Bunnells could have owned, things that they could have afforded. They were fairly wealthy, and a lot of their furniture came from New York and Louisiana, so it's really hard to match it exactly. But we decorated the home with some of their pictures and things that they would have most likely used to decorate their home as well.
When did other families start coming into this area?
Well, Winona was founded in 1851. So shortly after they began building this home, Winona was truly founded as a city. And Winona's population started to expand in the 1860s. Now, Willard had chosen this area because Winona was built on a sandbar. And so in his eyes, who would want to live on a giant sandbar with the Mississippi River right at your feet? But this area, Willard expanded, and people started moving to Homer shortly after he did as well. In fact, his son John married another woman who was from Homer, and that was probably 10 years after the house was built that people were really starting to flourish in this area. And he tried to create his own little subdivision called Mineola, and that was built a few miles away from here, and it was a few log cabins, but nothing that's still standing today.
Do you know when the Bunnell family moved out of this home?
The Bunnell children sold the home in 1880s. Their parents died in the 1860s, and after the passing of their youngest brother, Willard Jr., the oldest brother, who was still living in the home, decided to sell the home in the 1880s, and then he moved into Winona with his family.
Do you know anything about the previous owners before it was acquired by the Historical Society?
There were about a handful of owners prior to the Historical Society's acquiring in 1954. One of the owners had a candy shop. Another owner built the carriage house. And historically, carriage houses also demonstrated a sense of wealth, because if you were able to build the carriage house, that meant you had a carriage and you had the horses and you had the funds to maintain that. So that was put onto the property around the 1900s. Demonstrating that even, 50 years after the home had been built, it was still a fairly expensive home in the area.
And it became a museum in 1954,
yes.
Correct? Why was it considered a good candidate for a historical site?
Well, during the 50s, a lot of historical societies were acquiring different historical parcels, whether we had an old schoolhouse, we have the Arches location, and we acquired the Bunnell House. And the Bunnell House, we figured, was historically significant because it was owned by one of the very first settlers in Winona County. Another reason is its architecture. It's very unique to this area. There are virtually no other homes built like this, especially during that time period. And another reason was the family itself and what they contributed to the community. This was known as Bunnell's Landing before it became Homer, because the steamboat traffic would always stop here. The captains or the ship crew would come in, have dinner, stay the night, do business with Willard, and then go on their way. Willard actually named the area Homer after his birthplace in New York.
Who was it that initially instigated the creation of the museum?
Well, during that time, Dr. Lewis Younger was the president of the society, and so it was him and the board of directors that pushed through the acquiring of the property. And then in the 60s, they decided to make it a museum and really worked on restoring the home back to its original look and feel. Paint schemes, carpet, wallpaper was all changed. But other than the little things, the house really remained pretty true to what it was when the Bunnells had built it in the 1850s.
What kind of things did you do for the restoration of the building, and what are you still doing now?
Well, originally we had to take off the porch. The porch was enclosed, the decking that we have now, or the balcony. That was all enclosed, so that had to be taken apart and redone. Carpet was added from a house that was built around the same time period in Pickwick that was being taken down. So we took the carpeting from that home and added it to this home. Wallpaper, we worked with different experts in selecting a wallpaper that was suitable for the time period and the style of the home. Other than that, really, there wasn't a whole lot done other than painting and minor repairs. Currently, things that we're working on repairing would just be maintaining the home, trying to keep the wood in good condition. It's a 160-year-old home. This home was built before Abraham Lincoln was president and the Confederacy had fallen. So the home is fairly old and requires a lot of maintenance and upkeep.
So it's, maintained pretty well, even though it's of its age.
Yes, we have heating and air conditioning, which helps during the winter and the hot summers. Mm-hmm. Minnesota's not a friendly climate. And then we have a carpenter that comes in and fix little things, sometimes like the floors are warping, or a chipmunk or squirrel happens to get in over the winter. It is locked up for 9 months, so anything's possible.
How do you keep the legacy alive of the Bunnell family through all the years?
Well, the museum has been open for almost, going on 50 years. And so really to keep the legacy of the Bunnells alive is to get people out here. The more people that know about the home or come and visit the home, the more people that can tell others to come and visit. I have people who come out here that haven't been here since they were kids in grade school because they took a class field trip. So field trips are one way to keep people coming back, because when those people come back, they usually have their own kids with them. Teaching young students about the history of the Bunnell family and about the history of the time period and getting them interested from the beginning, because history isn't about just dates and facts. It's really about understanding our history, our past, the culture that was back then, which is something so different than today. And I think just working on getting people out here, teaching people while they're young, and continuing that message to other people that you know really helps keep the legacy alive and keeps history alive in Winona County.
What do you think or hope visitors take away from visiting the Bunnell House?
Just a sense of how historically important what the Winona area is. Winona has a lot of history, and the Bunnell House is just the surface of it. A visit to the Historical Society or the History Center now could really expand that interest. And the Arches Museum is another location we have at the bottom of Stockton. All three places are really great sources of information. Winona has a lot of history behind it, a lot of things that people don't know. So if they come here and get to know the family better and a little bit of the history about Winona and about the 1850s and 1860s, then I feel that it was really worth their visit. Sometimes it's just seeing a new thing or facing a new experience that really opens the door for somebody else.
What are some common questions people ask?
Oh, I get questions like, is it haunted? And I can't say that it is because you think I'm crazy, and I can't say it isn't because, well, it's an old house. Other questions would just be about different objects, whether they belong to the Bunnells, when electricity was brought into the home, which was only in the 1920s, so it was really lived in for quite some time without electricity. A lot of questions about their relationship with the Indians and, you know, that was very well. Willard got along really great with the Indians in this area, and his brother Lafayette did as well.
How many people work here, and is it volunteer?
I am the only person who is actually employed to work at the Bunnell House, and if I am unable to be here, then I do rely on a volunteer or two that have worked with the home. We're always looking for new volunteers. Surprisingly, there's not a lot of people that are interested in volunteering out here. So if anybody would be interested in volunteering at the home or learning about becoming a docent, which is a tour guide, either here at the Arches or at the Historical Center, we would always be open to having a phone call from them.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to say about the Bunnell House that you haven't yet said?
Other than everybody drives by here and always wonders what it is. And I really would recommend just stopping out and seeing it. I mean, even if it's just for a few minutes to understand what the home is and why it's here. And don't drive by and just think it's just the creepy old house up on the hill, because it's not. It really is a quaint house. It's a lot larger than what you think from the outside, and there's a lot more significance to it.
We would like to thank Kim VanderZee for speaking with us about the historic Bunnell House, an emblematic icon of early Winona. Join us next Monday afternoon at 12:30 for more Hidden Winonan Treasures right here on Don't You Know?
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know? Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.